Love you.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You rescue me, me rescató. You rescue me, me rescató.
Welcome to Liberating the Oppressed with your host, Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Bienvenidos al programa Libertando al Oprimido con el Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios le bendiga a todos los que están escuchando en esta preciosa noche. Le damos la gloria, la honra al Señor por todo lo que ha hecho con nosotros. Aleluya. God bless you to all who are listening at this time. We give all the glory and all the honor goes to our Savior Jesus Christ. Here today I am with my beautiful wife Gisela, and we are here also with Karen. Yes, God bless you all.
Dios la bendiga en esta noche, Dios la bendiga, Dios la guarde. Es para nosotros un privilegio estar nuevamente en tu programa Liberating the Press.
We're having a little difficulty here with Facebook Live, so all the people who watch us on Facebook, please give us a few minutes. But we have something very special. Last week at our church, at a House of Refuge, we were honoring all the people who, hallelujah, who were helping us, for the people who were needing help in Puerto Rico. And we did not see Karen. So we bring Karen's gift here. So we are going to read the gift out for her. So we have here, and it says, for all those who are listening, and it says, certificate of appreciation and grateful recognition of your continuing service and support, we hereby present Karen Hubbard with this certificate of appreciation from House of Refuge Church on this 23rd day, December 2007. And it will be signed by Pastor Edmundo and my wife, Gisela Rivera. And we are going to present it here in live. You are listening to us, but we're going to give it to her in live. So let us hear what she's going to say.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And
really.
We also have a gift for you also. We're going to read it. No, we want you to read it.
Okay. Let me get my glasses.
There's something
that
you can
put. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Something that you can put it inside your house.
This beautiful plaque that I can hang up, 1 Corinthians 13:7. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures all things.
Amen.
That's absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much. It was really a joy to help you guys out, and we'll do more next time.
I know you always wanted to help us, and it's in your heart to help us, and we thought about you, and we had David, Pastor Dave and his wife, and we had another lady by the name of Phyllis and her grandson, and we had a good meal, Puerto Rican meal. We had some good roasted pork, some rice and beans, good stuff.
Yeah, I didn't make it over to your house because my husband had been out of town and he was coming back in, and he arrived home about 8:30.
No, that's okay. We still have, we did at the church, and we ate and we were giving out gifts. And it was a thank you service, and we wanted you to be a part, but we understand. So we still bring it to you.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You still receive your gift. God never forgets. And we are really, really grateful for all the things that people like yourself have done for us and for our ministry, and we give all the glory first to our Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you. And the Bible says honor those that we need to honor. We have to honor you also, you know, and we thank God for that.
Amen. God bless you. And I would just encourage those that are listening to help out Pastor and Gisela. When they're going to Puerto Rico again, and whatever they endeavor to do.
Yes, this is, we helped out a lot of people. It was close to 95 people, houses that we were able to help. And my father-in-law is going to be coming in January, correct? Hopefully he'll be here in January. He's going to be preaching here on the radio. So you're going to get to meet him as well. You're going to get to hear him. He only speaks very little English, so I will be speaking in English for him. And he's a testimony himself and what has happened over there with this devastating hurricane. So God bless you with your gift. I hope you enjoy it, you and your husband.
I will enjoy it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, God bless you to all who are listening. Cynthia, Dios te bendiga, lo que está escuchando en Puerto Rico. Amen. We are blessed. Hallelujah. Today we are going to be talking about el que tenga oído, oiga. Who has an ear, let him hear. Hallelujah. Once again, I'm going to say, who has an ear, let him hear. El que tenga oído, oiga. Hallelujah. Before we begin, I would like to invite my beautiful wife to pray for anointment from the Holy Spirit. ¿Para qué ore?
Amantísimo Dios y Padre Celestial, venimos delante de tu presencia pidiéndote, Señor, que tú bendigas este programa y que cada una de las personas que están escuchando la voz de Liberating the Oppressed, Señor, reciban esta palabra y la depositen dentro de su corazón, Señor, y como semilla germine dentro de ellos, Padre, para que se vean frutos. Te damos gracias, Jesús. Amén y amén.
Amen. If you have a Bible with you, hallelujah, and you are sitting by and you have some time, I would like you to open the Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 8. Once again, Luke, chapter 12, verse 8. And the word is read in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It says, I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. But he who disowns me before men will be disowned before the angels of God. Amen. Gisela.
Os digo que todo aquel que confesare delante de los hombres, también el Hijo del Hombre le confesará delante de los ángeles de Dios.
Hallelujah. I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. Hallelujah. We are having a good time. Hallelujah. The world is in happy time now because we are celebrating Christmas and everybody having parties and everybody are just enjoying themselves. But there's something terrible that happens on this time that we who have believed in Jesus Christ tend to wither away in this time. Why do I say this? Because we find ourselves in a peer pressure that we go to our job and we have our jobs, hallelujah, Christmas party, and there we find pleasures of the world. We find liquor. We find all type of things that we know that Jesus has cleaned us, hallelujah, from all of this. Now, what happens is that we begin to, and people begin to say, well, just take a little drink. Nothing's going to happen. You're going to be okay. And by the time you know it, you go back to who you once were before, and the devil enters in your life. And then you begin not to, hallelujah, testify of what Jesus has done in your life. Now I ask you, in this time and age that we are living, that we have all the pleasures of the world, are you disowning Jesus Christ, or are you owning up to what Jesus has done for you and you are testifying what Jesus has done in your life in this critical time? Hallelujah.
Os digo que todo aquel que me confesare, porque es necesario confesarle para salvación. Es necesario confesarle para salvación. En esta noche escogimos el tema, el que tenga oído, oiga. No es lo mismo escuchar, aleluya,
amén,
que oír. Escuchar, pues te envuelve muchas cosas que están a tu alrededor y quizás no prestas atención. Y la palabra de Dios es clara cuando dice, el que tenga oídos, oiga. Oiga. O sea, presta atención a lo que se está hablando, a lo que se está diciendo. En esta noche te estamos diciendo, tú que estás escuchándonos en esta noche en el 89.9, escuchando el programa Liberating the Oppressed, presta atención en esta noche porque el Señor tiene algo que decirte.
Dios te bendiga, Teresa, Teresita. Aleluya. There are many ways that we can disown Jesus Christ. Now, if you have a pencil and a pen ready, or and a piece of paper, please write these down and you would understand. We disown Jesus when we hope no one will think we are Christians. This happens when we are at our jobs, at a school party, or we are just in friends and in our own homes, and we have the Christmas dinner and we have the Christmas drink in our house, and this is not going to do nothing to you. A little bit of eggnog, and it changes from there on. Here's another one. When we decide not to speak about Jesus and for what is right before God, we tend to forget about what's right, and we know that what we're doing is wrong, and we know that it's right, that too will be charged against you. Number three, when we as Christians become silent about our relationship with God, and we find ourselves in the mingle and the dingle of every life, we're in our jobs, we are in every way, in school, and we are shy to talk about what God has done for us. Our own salvation is through Jesus Christ. Our relationship with God. We try to blend into the world and we accept this world's non-Christian values. Now, what am I trying to say about this? Well, we forget about what the real Christ in our lives is. We forget about that. We celebrate not just gifts, we celebrate that over 2,000 years ago, 2,033 years ago, a child was born, and this child will be our Savior. He will hold the burden of a world on his shoulders, our Savior. A Christ who shall be born. Now, one of the things that it's heavy on many people, the biggest is that we try to hide our Christian faith. Tratamos de ocultar y esconder que somos cristianos delante el público. This is our biggest fault when we hide ourselves and we do not preach with our own testimony that Jesus Christ is King and is Lord in our lives. We see that many people say in church on Sundays, and you hear them singing, I got a joy like a river. But when they're in their jobs, they do not show that they have a joy like a river. They do not show that Jesus runs through their veins. Hallelujah. How many people do we find, or how many find themselves in this time, especially in the holidays? The holidays are kind of brutal because we find ourselves sometimes alone, or we are in a worldly event and we start to drink and we start to fall back who we were before. Quisiera.
El que tenga oído, oiga. Hoy en día, ¿verdad? Si lo ponemos en perspectiva de lo que el pastor está hablando, el ser cristiano es doblemente pesado.
Así es.
Porque el confesar que tú eres cristiano, aunque pareciera locura decirlo, pero lamentablemente antes se hablaba con tanto orgullo.
Orgullo de ser cristiano.
Soy cristiano y soy cristiano y testifico a Cristo, pero hoy en día, lamentablemente, el decir que eres cristiano, eres catalogado de una forma diferente. Eres más menospreciado, muchas veces marginado, por el concepto de religión, si lo podemos decir así. Y lamentablemente se cumple la palabra cuando dice que por mi causa vamos a ser perseguidos. O sea, el confesarlo, simplemente que Cristo está en nuestro corazón, que reina en nuestro corazón, se convierte en piedra y angustia y molestia para otros.
Así es.
Entonces, en esta noche te queremos decir que a pesar de la forma cultural en que se están manejando las cosas, lo que se está viendo, aleluya, nuestro servicio al Señor, nuestra alma, nuestro cuerpo, nuestro ser, si nosotros declaramos y confesamos que el Señor es nuestro Señor de nuestra vida, de nuestra casa, no debemos avergonzarnos de ello. Debemos demostrarle al mundo, aunque el mundo no nos acepte, aunque el mundo nos haga la guerra, aunque el mundo, gloria al Señor, aleluya, actuando como está actuando, y me viene a la memoria a aquel grupo de familia que fue atacado hace poco en una iglesia. Uh-huh. ¿Ellos qué estaban haciendo? Estaban adorando al Señor dentro de la casa de Dios. Y por cosa del mismo enemigo que fue tomada la mente de aquel hombre,
le dio tanto coraje por la adoración de esa gente.
Y fíjate, decía que era ateo. Uh-huh. Pero había asistido a esa iglesia.
De la misma congregación.
Eso significa que tenía conocimiento.
Sabía de la palabra.
Pues él escuchó, pero no tuvo oídos para oír.
Tenía oídos, pero no sabía escuchar. Tenía oídos, pero no quiso escuchar la voz del Señor.
Y entonces vimos el suceso que sucedió, ¿verdad? Que fue lamentable, muchas pérdidas de niños, de personas adultas, de jóvenes, que lamentablemente murieron por las manos de este hombre.
Sí.
Porque lamentablemente él decidió ese día terminar con su suegra, uh-huh, pero fue a exterminar a medio mundo.
Murió ahí el pastor, murió los hijos de del pastor, la congregación y mucho.
Pero murió por causa de la fe.
Murieron con sus botas puestas.
Porque ellos estaban adorando, escuchando
y adorando
y predicando la palabra.
La verdad. When we as Christians become silent about our relationship with God, when we hide what Jesus has done for us, the devil and his fallen angels become and they start to attack us and enter and they start to come back to the house that was once theirs and God cleaned that house and you open the door by silencing what God has done for you. Hallelujah. The Bible says that by our testimony, the word of God will be known. And we as Christians must let the world know what Jesus has done for us. He has saved me. He healed me from cancer. I used to be an alcoholic and now I am not. I am sober for X amount of years. I used to be a heavy smoker and now I do not touch not one cigarette. God has healed me from this. I've had black lungs and the hallelujah, the Lord has healed me and all these things. I had lost my family and God gave me back my family. All these things, I did not have a job, and now I have a job. I did not have a house. I was homeless, and now I have a home. I have a job. I have a business. Now my life is back on track. And then when God says it's time for you to testify and open your mouth on all the wonders of what I've done for you, and you choose to be silent.
Porque cuando el Señor llega, llega con orden. Y pone orden en tu vida.
Yes.
Pero para poner orden en tu vida, tú tienes que prestar atención.
Es correcto.
Así que el que tenga oído,
oiga
lo que el Señor quiere decirte en esta noche.
Whom has an ear, let him hear. Who has, if you have two ears, and you can hear what I'm trying to say tonight, it is necessary that you listen. Hallelujah. That you listen, because it's very important The year is fast ending, and a new year is about to approach. Hallelujah. And we need, hallelujah, you do not know what's going to happen in the next year. And I'm not trying to make people afraid of or say something different. Just, hallelujah, making it clear that tomorrow is not guaranteed to you. Testifying about what God has done opens the doors of heaven, because you are testifying of what Jesus has done for you on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. What the blood of Christ can do for a human being, a man, a woman, a child, an elderly person. I was once blind and now I can see. All these things are necessary for you to speak about.
Yo era ciego y ahora veo.
Yeah.
Mientras estábamos en el mundo así andábamos como los ciegos.
Well, we were blind. We were all blind, and now we can see.
Como la gallina cuando pierde su polluelo, que like, se vuelve como loquita.
It's like a hen when she loses all her little chicks. She goes crazy looking for all the chicks. Hallelujah.
Pero cuando venimos a los pies del Señor,
but
nuestra vida toma dirección.
To the feet of Christ, our lives become different.
Pero parte de nuestra organización en el Señor y dirección, el que quiera seguir al Señor tiene que seguir sus instrucciones, y muchas veces el Señor va a darte las instrucciones, y para darte las instrucciones, ¿cómo vas a hacerlas si no escuchas?
When we come to the Lord, we come to, hallelujah, the cross, the Lord begins to ordain our lives, and our lives become, and it comes in order. And we begin to live by according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. How, hallelujah, we are going to go right when the Lord says go left. Hallelujah. And he begins to ordain our steps. And each and our steps are ordained by his, hallelujah, mercy in life. And hallelujah. And we begin to show the world. We become a beacon in the midst, hallelujah, of darkness. A Pharaoh in the midst of a storm.
Usted no se ha dado cuenta que todo lo que cuando yo crecía le decían malo, ahora es bueno. Y entonces todo lo que era bueno ahora es malo.
Uh-huh.
O sea, suena contradictorio, pero es real. Entonces usted ve que verdaderamente se cumple la palabra cuando dice que la maldad se multiplicará.
Aleluya.
Y parte de la maldad es la misma persecución.
La persecución de la iglesia está tomando fuerza en estos últimos años. If you see in Africa, and you see in the Muslim countries, and you see not just that in the Philippines and even in Europe now, and even in some parts of the States, persecution of the church is beginning to rise. And the Bible says that before he comes, the persecution will be rampant around the world, and many will die because of the word of God. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Are you ready to die for preaching the word of God?
El que tenga oído, oiga. Gloria al Señor. Necesitamos enseñarle a la sociedad y no dirigirnos por los valores que nos implanten. Necesitamos dirigirnos por los valores que nos enseña esta palabra. Que hemos lamentablemente cerrado la Biblia para enseñar cosas nuevas, libros nuevos que van muchas veces en contra de lo que la misma palabra ya estableció. Y el Señor nos está diciendo en esta noche que es necesario que la iglesia vuelva al fundamento de la fe.
A la palabra. We understand that we need to return to what the Word of God is. We need to return to the gospel of Jesus. We need to return not to be afraid of preaching the Word of God. We need to return once again. You see, now in the churches, hallelujah, they don't preach this anymore. This is like a taboo for them. And they rather pass a nice warm towel over your hands when you have sinned instead of telling you need to repent, you need to come back to the cross, you need to, hallelujah, Turn away from your sinful ways, for Christ is coming. If you are not found clean before the presence of the Lord, you shall stay. You will stay, hallelujah, behind. And the Lord is, hallelujah, it's out there, and he's screaming out to the world. There are so many sidetracks in our life. Satan will always throw at you many passions, hallelujah, of this life.
Enseñémosles al mundo que somos una cultura de amor, que estamos llenos de la presencia del fruto del Espíritu, que es amor. Enseñémosles a la gente, gloria al Señor, aleluya, y testifiquemos que Cristo está en nosotros, porque nosotros sí prestamos nuestro oído para oír lo que el Señor quería decirnos, aleluya, como iglesia. Porque somos la iglesia que defiende la justicia. Gloria al Señor, aleluya, que ayudamos al desvalido, al necesitado, a la viuda, al desamparado. Y si hay gente que ha tenido mala experiencia, aleluya, con que llegue uno que testifique verdaderamente quién es Cristo, cambia las cosas, cambia el pensar de la gente. Así que levántate en esta noche, gloria al Señor, aleluya, y haz Santo. Como buen soldado de Jesucristo y representa lo que el Señor aleluya. Lo mandó a hacer, a defender esta fe, aleluya, en tiempos difíciles hasta que Cristo venga.
I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. Hallelujah. But he who disowns me before men will be disowned before the angels of God. In other words, here on this earth, if you say that you do not know Jesus and you disown what Jesus has done for you, there's going to be a day that you will be before the presence of God, and Jesus himself will disown you before the presence of his Father and his angels. I'd rather own what Jesus has done for me before the presence of man. I'd rather tell men, hallelujah, that Jesus saved me, that Jesus changed me, hallelujah, that when I go to heaven, you will disown me before your Father. It's simple. Here on this earth, you do not have a lot of years. You have roughly 100 years, if you even get there. The Bible says 70 years and with hardship. So our life on this earth is short, but versus, hallelujah, an eternity with Jesus, with God, is worth more. So I'd rather let the world know what God has done for me. I'd rather let the world know that Jesus saved me, that Jesus is in my life, that Jesus transformed me, that I am a new person because of Jesus Christ, than disowning what he has done, and he in heaven will disown me before his Father. You choose what you want to do. Disown me, disown Jesus on this earth, and God, hallelujah, and Jesus will disown you in heaven. Hallelujah. Or disown, or own what Jesus has done in your life. So when you get to heaven, your name is found in the book of life, and you will live eternity with Jesus, hallelujah, forever and ever.
Si yo escucho lo que el Señor me está diciendo en esta noche, y si fuera a analizar mi vida por las malas experiencias, no estuviera aquí. Uh-huh. Porque a veces son malas cosas malas que nos pasan, gloria al Señor, aleluya, los tropiezos que llegan a nuestra vida, e inclusive las mismas pruebas desalientan al cristiano al punto de querer retroceder y echar atrás. Pero en esta noche te estamos diciendo que el tiempo se acorta, yes, que no es tiempo para jugar al time cristiano, al de dos aguas, a dos iglesias, a una iglesia el Señor viene a buscar. Y si estás claudicando en dos pensamientos, esta noche es noche decisiva para ti, porque el Señor te está diciendo que tu tiempo es corto.
Aleluya, santo.
Que es tiempo de que tú prestes tus oídos a lo que el Señor quiere decirte antes de que el día malo venga y ya no tengas oído, el momento.
Oiga.
Exacto.
El que tenga oído, oiga. Mi esposa está diciendo que, aleluya, tú no puedes estar caminando, aleluya, en dos pasos o en dos tiempos. Estoy en la iglesia y entonces estoy un pie en el mundo. No puedes amar a dos mundos, a dos señores, aleluya, porque la Biblia dice, amarás a uno
y aborrecerás al otro.
So, hallelujah, what we're saying is that You cannot have two gods, for you will love one God or you will hate the other. In other words, you have to choose the time, hallelujah, and what we're living in. Hallelujah, the prophecies are being completed. Hallelujah, soon the temple and each in Jerusalem will be built. And the Lord is coming more sooner than what we think. We need to prepare ourselves. We need to make our choices. We need to say, Lord, I love you. I will own what you have done in my life. I am going to testify, hallelujah. Even though if I lose my life, I know that I will earn and gain my life with you.
Podemos ser los mejores actores y engañar al mundo. Podemos recorrer el mundo entero de rodillas, diciendo que estás haciendo el sacrificio más grande para nuestro Señor. Y el Señor desde el cielo está diciendo,
hurry up.
Si tú tienes oído, escucha lo que te estoy diciendo. Eso no es lo que te pedí.
Here, hallelujah. I like to say hello to JC. We like to say hello to Sonia Velázquez. Hallelujah. Olvin, Dios te bendiga. Hallelujah. Hello, JC. We're waiting for you at the house to come down here for a while with us. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah, gloria a Dios. Estamos en un tiempo, we are in a time that we need to decide, are you going to own up what God has done in your life, acknowledge, hallelujah, before men, hallelujah, what Jesus has done, or are you going to be one of these people, or these Christians that like to hide, hallelujah, they like to be silent, hallelujah, because they're afraid of what people are going to say, hallelujah. If Jesus was afraid, hallelujah, we would not be here today.
Yo no puedo vivir una vida de apariencia. Porque puedo engañar al que me está mirando y vestir así, con la corbatota y el super traje de, y quererme superhombre, yo superwoman.
Yeah.
Y vamos a acabar al mundo yo con el látigo de la verdad. Pero con ese mismo látigo de la verdad, cuando el Señor te amarre, va a decir, tú no escuchaste. Tú hiciste lo que tú quisiste hacer, no lo que yo te mandé.
Cuando te encuentres en una pared encerrada, o encerrada, when you find yourself, hallelujah, in a cement wall, in a cement room, and you are behind, hallelujah, and you find yourself, and you cannot come out, and you say, well, Lord, what can I do now? And I say, and the Lord will tell you, well, I ask you to testify. I ask you to speak to the world on what I have done, and God has saved you. God has done so many beautiful things in your life. You have gotten your children back, or maybe you never had children, and God has blessed you with a child, and you have never testified that this is the reason I have a child, hallelujah, because God is in my life. I have 3 children, hallelujah, now, hallelujah, Matthew, Eli, and Caleb. All these children were a gift from my Father in heaven. Because I was not able to have children, hallelujah. I have an older son who's 27 years old. But after that, hallelujah, what happened to me in the military, hallelujah, my blood was tainted, hallelujah, with chemicals. And I was not able to have children. And I testify to the world and I say, Lord, and I tell the world what God has done for me. Quisiera.
Y en esta noche te queremos decir que es tiempo de que usted escuche la voz de Dios, porque los días son malos, porque si usted ve cómo está el mundo, la tierra, como dice la palabra, gime,
uh-huh,
aleluya, y se está moviendo como borracho,
se está
temblando donde
tierra
quiera, están habiendo cambios climáticos, nosotros como personas hemos influido, pero todo está bajo el control de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Aleluya.
¿Por qué? Porque Él está preparando
la
a la iglesia
para ser llamada.
Aquellos que están prestando sus oídos para oír.
Los que están prestos, los que están listos para escuchar.
Lo que el Espíritu le quiere decir a la iglesia es que pronto va a sonar la trompeta y
soon
va a decir, sube acá.
If your ears are not clean, if your ears are not, hallelujah, are not keen to the sound of the Holy Spirit, how are you going to hear the trumpet of the Holy Ghost? And we shall be lifted up into the heavens where Jesus is going to, hallelujah, wait for us, and we shall be with him forever and ever. How can you do this if you are living in two worlds? One week you're living in the world, and the other week you are living in church. You cannot have two gods for you. You will love one God and you will hate the other. You can't have two things. God said if you are lukewarm, he will vomit you out his mouth. Either you're hot or you're cold. But if you are lukewarm, the Bible says he will vomit you. In other words, he will throw you out of his own mouth. Hallelujah. And that is, in other words, disgusting. In other words, you are disgusting to him. That he does not want you. I'd rather be hot in God. And if you are cold at this time, and you are not in the presence of the God, this is the time that you call us at 772-221-1100 and you say, Pastor, I find myself cold. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be either hot. And if you're cold right now, we can pray for you and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And we'll pray for you right now so the Lord can begin to warm up those bones, warm up those spiritual bones, open your eyes, open your spiritual eyes, and you can see what we see, that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon for a church that has no blemishes on their hands.
¿Sabes, Pastor? Aparte de que la palabra llama frío y caliente, hace esa separación, y del tibio, lo que va a suceder con el tibio, ¿verdad? Que lo acaba de explicar usted. Cuando esté en la presencia del Señor, a creer frío que se cree caliente, y el Señor le diga, no te conozco.
Yo no te conozco.
Ay, Señor, pero si yo sané, yo hice esto, yo prediqué, yo fui aquí, yo fui allá y testifiqué y se convirtieron muchos y por mí fueron muchos libres. Yo no te conozco.
I do not know you. You know what is going to happen? There's going to be a day that you're going to find yourself in the presence of the Lord. And while you in the presence of the Lord, you're going to say, well, Father, I used to preach in your name. People were healed. People were saved in your name. I have done many miracles in your name. And the most tearful thing that's going to happen is that the Father is going to say, Jesus is such and such person, his name or her name found in the book of life. And Jesus says, no. And the Father is going to say, I do not know you. Apart yourself from my presence. Go away to the lake of fire. What is waiting for you with Satan and his fallen angels. This is what's going to happen to you if you are a person that does not acknowledge what God has done for you. And you are living in two lives. One you're cold, one you're hot. And then if you're lukewarm, the Lord, hallelujah, says he will vomit you out his mouth.
En
hallelujah.
Apocalipsis 3:5.
No. Let's look now at the Matthew. Book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 24. Before we even begin to read this, I'd like to put on our CD, CD number 6, please.
Desciende, desciende sobre mí. Desciende, Señor, desciende. Desciende. Tu presencia hoy aquí. Desciende, desciende. Oh, desciende, desciende, Señor. Desciende sobre mí tu fuego. Oh, manifiesta tu poder. Manifiesta tu gloria en mi ciudad. Manifiéstate, Dios.
Hallelujah. We hope you enjoy that beautiful song. Hallelujah. Let's look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. And it says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Verse 25 says, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life, hallelujah, his life will find it. Hallelujah. In other words, if you say, hallelujah, no matter what happens, I will preach the word of God, and something happens and you are killed or you are in one of these countries and you lose your life because of the gospel of and preaching the word of God, the Bible says that you will have life with him eternity. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life, hallelujah, for me, will find it. Entonces Jesús dijo a sus discípulos, si alguno quiere venir en pos de mí, niéguese a sí mismo y tome su cruz y sígame. Porque todo el que quiera salvar su vida la perderá, y todo el que pierda su vida por causa de mí la hallará. Iniciada.
Es una decisión. El servir al Señor es una decisión, y una decisión que debe ser firme, ¿verdad? Y no ambivalente. No es hoy sí, mañana no. Y como es una decisión personal,
sí.
Aleluya. Porque escuchaste la voz del Señor llamándote, diciéndote que vinieras a sus pies, que era necesario que tú fueras limpio por su sangre.
Hay que volver a los pies del Maestro.
Que tú confesaras nuevamente, aleluya, delante de Él, aleluya, que tú le recibes como Señor de tu vida, que tus pecados fueron perdonados a través de su preciosa sangre.
El Señor te lava, te limpia los pecados. El Señor abre las ventanas del cielo para bendecirte.
Y cuando tú confiesas, tú estás afirmando que su presencia demanda esa decisión.
Aleluya, santo.
Aleluya.
Dios te bendiga, Adán. Jocelyn también, Dios te bendiga. Nos está escuchando y viendo por Facebook.
Gloria al Señor. Es una decisión.
You have to make a choice in your life. You got to decide. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is on his way and he is waiting for a church that has been cleansed. Hallelujah. That has been washed of the blood of the Lamb. And we, hallelujah, as followers, we must decide, am I going to acknowledge what God has done in my life? Am I going to testify? Am I going to be a witness in this world on what Jesus has done? And then it says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone will come after me, in other words, if you want to follow Jesus, you must deny, hallelujah, himself and take his cross. In other words, you got to deny everything that you have ever known in life, and you must carry your own cross and say, God, I'm going to follow you. It doesn't matter how big the cross is when you begin. I can guarantee you this, at the end, hallelujah, of your journey with Christ, when you are in his arms, the cross is not going to weigh as much. It's going to be extremely light because you are going to be in Jesus' arms. Hallelujah.
Porque el que se quiera salvar su vida, el que se quiera salvar a sí mismo, es imposible. So no te puedes salvar a ti mismo.
If you try to save your own life, you're not.
Y mientras más te esfuerces, más te vas a perder.
And if you continue to stress yourself out more and saving your own life, you're not gonna save your own life. How can you save your own life? How can you? Now.
Por eso cuando estaba Jesús dialogando con Dios el Padre, ¿verdad? Le dijo, no hay quien vaya. Pues Señor, envíame a mí.
In heaven there was a conversation and Jesus told his Father, who we are going to send. And Jesus told his own Father, I will go. And the Father must have asked him, said, why do you want to go and sacrifice yourself? And he said, you know why? Because he's our creation. I love him. And the Bible says that Hallelujah. He gave his own, that God gave his own begotten son.
O sea que no tenemos el poder de salvarnos a nosotros
mismos. We don't have the power to save ourselves.
Si no fuera por esa preciosa sangre, no estuviéramos aquí.
If it wasn't for the precious blood of Christ, we will not be here today.
Y me gusta lo que dice Mateo 10:32. A cualquiera, pues, que confesare delante de los hombres, yo también le confesaré delante de mi Padre que está en los cielos.
Aleluya.
A cualquiera, no hay excepción de persona. Cualquiera, sea lo que seas, uh-huh. estés en el estado que estés, si tú confiesas delante de los hombres, Él te va a confesar a ti allá frente al Padre uh-huh. en los cielos.
Dios
Aleluya.
Te bendiga, Elmer. Cuando tenga tiempo, me llama. Aleluya.
Yo también lo confesaré delante de mi Padre.
Santo, aleluya.
Que está en los cielos. Eso es grande. Uh-huh. Pero tienes que escuchar. El llamado del Señor sigue en pie hoy para ti.
Solamente
a cualquiera
tiene
que confesare. Tienes
que solamente oír. All you have to do is listen. The Bible says in Matthew 10:32, and it says, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. And 33 says, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. This is very important. Again, I say, acknowledging that Jesus is in your life, denying that Jesus is not in your life, this is what's going to happen to you. Hallelujah. Let us go to the book of Revelations, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, and it says, he who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. And number 6 says, he who hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. We have many, many churches who are living in two worlds. One, they live in the world of the flesh. And then once in a while, they'll begin to get lukewarm and they'll get the little tingles of the Holy Ghost. But yet they fall back into the same old thing. Again, I tell you tonight, and you can mark this down. The Bible says in Matthew 10, hallelujah, 32 and 33, and it says, if you confess, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, hallelujah, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Bobby Santiago, Emer Takam, Dios le bendiga a cada uno de ustedes. Hallelujah. The Bible says,
es tiempo de estar vestido de blanco.
We need to be dressed in white. Now, how can you do this? Simple. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Let the blood of Christ. I cannot do that. No man can ever do this. No man is capable of saving another man unless he's a military man, or he's a police officer, or he's a fireman, or he's doing his duty, and he does a, what we call an earthly thing, and he can save his brother, his sister, a child, or a citizen. This is totally different. I am talking about your spiritual life. I am talking about where are you going to spend eternity after you give up your spirit to the Father? Where is your soul going to rest? ¿A dónde va a descansar tu alma? No estoy hablando de la tierra. No estoy hablando de los hombres y mujeres que salvan vida, que son médicos, que son bomberos, policías, que son soldados. No estoy hablando de eso. Estoy hablando de tu alma. Porque el espíritu que tú tienes vuelve al Padre. El cuerpo que tú tienes vuelve a la tierra. Pero estoy hablando algo muy importante que se llama el alma. ¿Dónde va a descansar tu alma? Si tú no quieres reconocer lo que Dios ha hecho en tu vida, aleluya, te vas a encontrar en un sitio de dolor, un sitio de angustia, un sitio de fuego, un sitio que toda la vida por la eternidad va a estar ahí quemándote. Aleluya, mi alma te adora, Señor, simplemente porque no quisiste escuchar lo que el Señor te está diciendo en esta noche.
Yo estoy vestida de blanco. Si ahora mismo me cae una gota de jugo de fruit punch, por más que luche por sacarla y utilice cloro, Ace, Ariel, todas las marcas que usted quiera, a vida y por a vida.
Como quiera inventar, tiene mancha.
Como quiera la mancha no va a salir.
No va a salir. Aunque
¿qué
lo
quiero
lave
decir
con
esto? Que aunque lo lave con el detergente que lo vaya a lavar, yo no tengo el poder de sacar internamente de este suéter blanco, aleluya, la mancha. Pues el Señor nos pide que estemos vestidos de blanco. Y para vestirnos de blanco, nuestro cuerpo tiene que estar presentable delante del Señor. Yes. Sin pecado. Pero tenemos que haberlos confesado. Porque para vestirnos por una fiesta, aleluya, nosotros usamos nuestras mejores prendas. Uh-huh. Para ir delante de la presencia del Señor, no necesitas tus mejores prendas. Necesitas tus mejores vestiduras. Aleluya. ¿Y cómo tú vas a conseguir tus mejores vestiduras? Confesándolo como tu único y exclusivo
confesando
Salvador.
Confesando que el Señor es tu Salvador, tu Redentor, el que te salvó, el que murió en la cruz del Calvario por ti, el que te cambió, el que te salvó, te sanó, cambió tu vida, te ha dado todo. Ese es Jesús. When we talk about dressed in white, we are saying a spiritual thing. Your body, a human being is spiritual, a human being is soul, and a human being is flesh. The flesh returns to the earth and it withers away. Hallelujah. When you give up your spirit, it goes to the Father who owns and who has given you the, hallelujah, the spirit. But yet there is one thing that is very important. That's called your soul. And tonight, what we are trying to say, where is your soul going to rest? Are you going to rest in the arms of the Lord, or are you going to rest, hallelujah, eternity in hell, where all, hallelujah, where Satan and all his fallen angels will be in torment for the rest of your life, eternity? I'm not talking about a physical, hallelujah, life. I am talking about a spiritual, hallelujah, life that will live forever and ever, because it comes from the Father.
El que tenga oído, oiga.
Whoever has ear, let him listen.
Lo que el Espíritu le dice a la iglesia en esta noche.
So I am letting you know what the word is saying. Where are you going to spend your eternity? Are you going to spend your eternity in the arms of the Lord? Or are you going to spend eternity in Satan's arms?
Que la fiesta no apague el fuego.
Aleluya. that the party is not going to turn off the fire, that there are not going to be any firemen that are going to be able to quench this fire. So I'm telling you tonight,
acércate a la familia,
acknowledging that Christ in this,
demuestra el amor de Cristo en esta noche.
Yeah.
Pero que no apague tu fuego.
Let you come into the arms of Christ, and don't let the fire quench your thirst to serve your Jesus. In this Christmas time, do not give in to the worldly temptations. Do not give yourself in to what the world is offering you. So tonight we say, hallelujah. Don't give in to what the world is offering. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for preaching this word that is so hard to preach. But we say, hallelujah, exactly what you want us to say. Lord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, if there's someone out there listening that wants to give themselves to you, Lord, that wants to accept you as your person, as their personal Savior, accept them, hallelujah. Repeat this after me. Father, I have sinned before you. I come before you. Write my name in the book of life. I repent of my sins, and I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. If you have said this, hallelujah, you are my sister, you are my brother, and your name from now on will be in the book of life. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you, and Merry Christmas. Hallelujah.
Feliz Navidad a todos. Dios les bendiga.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Liberating the Oppressed with Pastor Edmundo Rivera, pastor of the House of Refuge Church located at 770 Southwest 34th Street at Palm City Civic Center in Palm City, Florida. Our bilingual service times are Sundays at 5:30 p.m. for Bible class, and worship service starts at 6:30 p.m. For more information about our church, the number is 706-414-5827 or text messages to 772-307-1480. House of Refuge is waiting for you.
Gracias por escuchar el programa Libertando al Cautivo. Escúchanos cada sábado desde las 9 de la noche. Para más información, puedes llamarnos al 706-414-5827. Recuerda, te esperamos en Casa de Refugio. Más que tu casa, somos tu